Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
We'll be right back. Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Atomic Drop, a one-of-a-kind professional wrestling podcast. My name is Tarek. I am coming to you from the fourth floor of a North London tower block in the United Kingdom. Thank you for joining me. I hope you're doing well. We opened the show with Death Rider, the entrance theme for Jon Moxley in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And ever since Jon Moxley, formerly known as Dean Ambrose, left the WWE, I found it's very much been a tale of two wrestlers. Like, I have no interest in him in AEW, but he has piqued my interest of what I've seen in New Japan Pro Wrestling. The thing about New Japan is I don't follow it religiously, but as we know, last week, Wrestle Kingdom, this past weekend, I'm still currently watching Wrestle Kingdom. It was so bloody long. But it like every time, I don't know why I don't just subscribe to New Japan World and watch New Japan Pro Wrestling. But it's I do have a blind loyalty to the WWE. They take up enough time off my week, and I just wasn't going to. But Wrestle Kingdom, if you've seen it, and I suspect you did, it was fantastic. A number of highlights from that show. One of them being Jon Moxley's matches, which have a really chaotic feel. The problem is the feel of, they say he's a chaotic wrestler, and in AEW it doesn't seem like there's that element of danger. When you watch him in New Japan, it feels like that danger is there. Like the match with Lance Archer was great, and the match with Juice Robinson was. I'm actually completely on board the Juice Robinson train as well. While we're at it, I suspect many of you are as well. But the most interesting thing of all of this is it looks like now They're heading to Jon Moxley versus Minoru Suzuki. Minoru Suzuki is something to behold, because as I've mentioned this at some point last year on the Atomic Drop, I don't think he knows that wrestling's supposed to be a work. It looks like he thinks it's real, and it looks like he knocks the crap out of people, and I feel this is going to be Jon Moxley's time to shine. I have a feeling they're going to do that match over on WrestleMania weekend as well, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, Wrestle Kingdom this past weekend was fantastic. This upcoming weekend we've got the NXT UK TakeOver. I'm not too sure who's doing what on that. I know that Walter's defending against Joe Coffey. I doubt Joe Coffey's winning, but we'll see. You know, they'll always be a surprise. It is also Royal Rumble season amongst us. I'm really looking forward to the Royal Rumble. That's all I can say. We now know that Brock Lesnar is entering at number one. I don't know what's going to happen. Does Cain Velasquez come out at number two or somewhere in the Rumble and chuck out Brock? Or where are we going with this? In a dream world, Brian still wins the Rumble and we get Brian versus Brock at WrestleMania. Or Brock wins the Rumble and we get Brian versus Brock at WrestleMania. So, you know, got a shoe in there. Well, that's all. Obviously, I'm going on the fact that Brian's winning this match against The Fiend. But anyway, that's enough rambling from me. That's the one thing I kick off about. Like, other wrestling podcasts will talk to you about their opinion and talk to it like it matters. This is not what this show is about, if I can get my words out correctly. This is the Atomic Drop. We celebrate professional wrestling through music and promos and audio, and that's why you're here. And God bless you for listening to this, because I feel we're highly underrated. But, you know, I've said this before, we're not underground by accident. There's a reason things like this are underground. Because only certain people can appreciate the sort of work we do here. Anyway, we're about to kick off the Atomic Drop this week. We are going to kick it off with a band from Montana. This is a band called Anaconda Vice. And here is their song about the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. This is called Nature Boy. I'll be back at the end of the show to tell you exactly what you've been listening to. Here's Anaconda Vice with Nature Boy.
Yeah.
shouting.
One of the greatest things about being a professional wrestler is you get out there on the road and the career starts, and well, you look over here in the corner and there's some young kid dressing up maybe for his first match, and you look at the guy and you know, especially in my position, you look at the guy and right off the bat, within seconds, you can say this guy's gonna make it, this guy's not, because you're a great judge of talent. But you know, the great thing about this business is when you see a kid like that sitting over in the corner and then you don't see him for over 5-10 years. Like you, Dirty White Boy. You remember that? Where was that at? The Oklahoma City, or was it Dallas? It doesn't even matter. But the really frustrating thing about this business of professional wrestling is when you look over and you see that kid that's really trying, and then 10 years later you see him down the road and boom, you know you were right. You were right. This guy's not gonna make it, and you haven't, Tony. Dirty White Boy. What a name, Dirty White Boy. Oh, hold it, referee. Oh, wait, hold it, Mr. Cameraman. I've got something in my eye. Please. Somebody spit in your eye, Tony. Gee, that's just too bad. Of course, I can understand where you're coming from right now. You're probably looking at that, down the line, that contract, and say, oh my goodness, Jake the Snake Roberts is coming to Smoky Mountain.
Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do?
You're gonna start making excuses. Blame it on anybody you want. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Gee, that sounds familiar. Didn't that come out of the good book? The big one. The one that means a lot to me should mean a lot to you. You better hold it close, because if you remember in that book, there was a serpent that started a whole lot of trouble. Your troubles have just begun. Good luck. You're gonna need it.
And I can stand toe-to-toe with the best of the minute. Don't give a damn about critics. They talk a lot, but at the end of the night, I'm selling the tickets. All the tough guys avoid me. The ladies all adore me. Paparazzi record me. I can put on a clinic. All my opposers abhor me. Buyers can't afford me. Swing towards me. You're done, but I ain't close to finish. I didn't come to only leave a mark. I wanna leave a scar so bad no one recognizes who you are. You think you shine a little kid? I'm a star. Get around me, your shine is left in the dark. Get up to par. They say I'm cocky, but they're only mad that they are not me. Once I get moving, there's no way to stop me. Better applaud me from the front row all the way to the lobby. Do you copy? I'm Mr. Wonderful. Sit back and watch me. Call me Mr. Wonderful. My name is
Paul Orndorff.
Call me Mr. Wonderful. What? My name is
Paul Orndorff.
Call me Mr. Wonderful. What? My name is
Paul Orndorff.
My name is
Paul Orndorff.
My name is
Paul Orndorff.
Call me Mr. Wonderful. My name is
Paul Orndorff.
Call me Mr. Wonderful. My name is
Paul Orndorff.
Call me Mr. Wonderful. My name is
Paul Orndorff.
My name is
Paul Orndorff.
My name is
Paul Orndorff.
I walk with confidence. Hit up the model if you're trying to get some arrogance. I see I have a poses, but the poses lacking common sense. Not making sense, I'm trying to make dollars compared to yours. And so keep your friends, I don't follow trends. I set them, so when they start to follow, I set them again. How many different ways can I say I'm the best? 13,827 times 11. But that's only the beginning. They're the brick, but I'm the pillar. I'm in the arena when they can't even get out of gorilla. Don't ask about the position I'm in. I'd say I'm doing alright. I'll bark in even more bite. I'll talk in even more fight. And this is my spotlight. My time to shine, so I don't need a dark night. They say I always look pissed, but I'm just trying to unwind. But if you take up my time, you may find my fist in your eye. And take your girl for the night before I'm on my next flight. Cause I'm call me Mr. Wonderful, my name is
Paul Orndorff.
Call me what? Mr. Wonderful, my name is
Paul Orndorff.
Call me what? Mr. Wonderful, my name is
Paul Orndorff.
My name is
Paul Orndorff.
My name is
Paul Orndorff.
Call me Mr. Wonderful. My name is
Paul Orndorff.
Call me what? Mr. Wonderful. My name is
Paul Orndorff.
Call me what? Mr. Wonderful. My name is
Paul Orndorff.
My name is
Paul Orndorff.
My name is
Paul Orndorff.
Over the top, but not nearly enough. I can't act like nothing's wrong, 'cause
worse than the Ding Dongs. Siegfried. They used to call me Big Bubba, 'cause Fred's not the name for a heel. Then they thought it would be clever to call me U.S. Steel. Next I was the Big Steel Man, then I went to work for Vince McMahon, but the strike tank top and sailor's hat made me the poster boy for WrestleCrap.
My, my, you sure is skinny, boy.
Now me and my baby went to the beach to have a little fun was our plan. When these 210-pound bullets started kicking sand.
You know, they walked over by me and started kicking sand in my face. Started flirting with my baby and they said, hey, skinny, go bop it on, huh?
They gave me a sigh as they punched me in the eye and said, you lost you, skinny bag of bones. Well, yaddy, 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 I'm gonna build my body, gonna beat up that bully man. Well, hustle, 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 I'm gonna make some muscle, gonna get just as big as I can. Gonna lift them weights, gonna get in shape, doing bench presses, curls, and the works. Gonna do all these till I'm big as Steve Reeves and beat up on 200-pounders. Now me and my baby on a Sunday afternoon took a little walk in the park. When these two boys as big as grizzly bears made some smart-ass remarks.
You know, they mowed it on by and kept bumping into me and kept flirting with the chick. And I thought, well, maybe they're just playing. I won't let my anger show.
But how my anger rose when they punched me in the nose and said, get lost, you skinny scarecrow. Well, yaddy, 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 I'm gonna learn karate, gonna break that bully in half.
I might be a 90-pound weakling, and I might be just a skinny bag of bones, but look at here one time.
I'll put you bully straight before it is too late. You better just leave the kid alone. Well, yaddy, 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 I'm gonna build my body, gonna beat up that bully man.
CM Punk ain't ready for Uncle Jesse. I'll fight you on a jet ski tomorrow if Joe Silver lets me. Punk, let's get it on like Big John. Me and you throwing bombs inside the octagon. Come on, call Lorenzo and let's get it popping. I'll fight you in a phone booth, Las Vegas or Boston. I'll fight you for free. I'll fight you in an alley. I'll fight you in Southern Cali off the 118 in Simi Valley. Yo, let's go toe-to-toe, bro. I'll fight you on Joe Rogan's podcast show. F it. We can let Brendan Schwab ref it. I'll make you look decrepit with the minimalist of efforts, yo. You fake wrestler. I'm not impressed with you. I don't care if you juice it up with Triple H and the rest of them. Anabolic, whatever, plus your HGH. I'm ready for you, punk, anytime, any place. All I need is one round, and CM Punk is going down, going down. I said, all I need is one round, to give old Phil a real deal smackdown. Said, all I need is one round, even Chuck Liddell turn me down. Come on now, I mean, all I need is one round, and CM Punk is going down. I'm 33 years old and 6 foot even. I'm an entertainer too, and I respect your achievements, but You don't know a thing about hunger. UFC 188, June 13th in the summer. I'm not quite Conor McGregor, but I know the outcome. Yo, a vicious beat down at the top of round one. Ground and pound your noggin, your whole dome is throbbing. Looking towards your corner like, Pettis, we have a problem. The truth is, I think you need Duke Rufus. I'm ruthless like Robbie, I'll leave your mouth toothless. Rip out your lip ring, I mean like Jardine. Eve Levine won't have any time to intervene. I'll put the steroids out your system, let's keep it 100. We all know why you go to Mexico with Chael Sonnen. I'll beat you in Chicago or any other city. I'll beat your fake persona with your wife's fake titties. In the nitty gritty trenches, I work all night. Man, just tweet Dana White and we can schedule a fight,
alright? All I need is one round, and CM Punk is going down, I said all I need is one round, to give old Phil a real deal smackdown, said all I need is one round, even Chuck Liddell turned me down, come on now, I mean all I need is one round, and CM Punk is going down.
You actors are all the same, you're a product of stage fraudulence. I can't wait to bring you into reality. Just the facts, Philip. Talking about your microphone's a pipe bomb. Your whole UFC career is a pipe dream, kid. Come on, let's fight, son.
All I need is one round, and CM Punk is going down, I said all I need is one round, to give old Phil a real deal smackdown, said all I need is one round, even Chuck Liddell turned me down, come on now, I mean all I need is one round, and CM Punk is going down,
doesn't matter man, 185, 205, whatever man. Make it happen.
That was a song by a guy called Just the Facts. I believe it's called One Round. And as you might have figured out from listening to it, it was his CM Punk this after CM Punk, you know, didn't have the greatest start in the UFC or mixed martial arts. And now I believe he's left and come back to, has he come back? Will he be in the Rumble? Will he be in the Rumble? But yeah, that was a guy trying to get famous by dissing CM Punk. If you're in the world of UFC or mixed martial arts, surely you'd call out someone good to try and elevate your name, not just pick on a pro wrestler who's trying to, you know, live his dream. So, you have been tuned into the Atomic Drop over the course of the last 20 minutes or so. We had Anaconda Vice with Nature Boy. That was followed by a Jake the Snake promo targeting aimed at Dirty White Boy. We then heard Bayn, B-A-Y-N, with a song called Paul Orndorff, of course, about Paul Orndorff, Mr. Wonderful. That was followed by the Mighty Jabronis with the Ballad of the Shockmaster. We then had the Gentries, which I believe features Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, with 90 Pound Weakling. And we finished up there with Just the Facts and his song One Round. Although, like, for me and many, I imagine this is the first time any of us have heard of Just the Facts, so trying to use CM Punk's name to get yourself famous didn't really work, but you know, at least he managed to put something out there. Anyway, thank you for listening this week. Remember, if you want to get in contact, I'm on social media, and you can email theatomicdrop@hotmail.com, or you can just comment below where this file lives on Mixcloud or Podomatic. We're all the things. There's no point in me telling you how to listen to this because you're listening to this. So well done you. Thank you once again for your continued support, and I hope to be back next week. Do enjoy NXT UK TakeOver if you're watching it this weekend. I think I will be, although it clashes with Doctor Who, and my girlfriend likes Doctor Who, so I might not be able to watch it live. But these are, you know, geek problems. Oh, well, I'm going to leave you with something from Noah Legrand. I think we've played him on the show at some point in our 3, 4, 5-year history. I don't know. But I'm going to leave you with a song called Dark Match. In the meantime, thank you ever so much. Have a fantastic weekend. Until next time, take care. Ta-ta.